Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happy.
This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Agree or disagree, we want to hear from you. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from.
Probably the toughest part of this whole process is not being with my teammates and guys I miss going to battle with every single day. And I'm just glad that, you know, it's over now and that we could focus on getting better every day. And
we had to get him out of bed on his day off. Gord Wilson from the TSN 1200 radio sends broadcast, joins us because it is a big day. The new Adele single is out, Gord.
Fantastic. She's one of my favorite artists. She just makes me cry every time she sings.
I knew you'd be like pumped. That. Did you watch the countdown, waiting for the video to drop? I mean, it was...
Oh, don't ruin it. I've got it PVR'd. I'm going to watch it a little bit later. Okay. Who's Adele? And what number does she wear?
Does he play goalie? What?
Well, the Senators didn't need one last night, did they? Oh, my gosh, or a different one.
Had a hell of a goalie. Where do we even start? Let's begin with, just because everyone's probably heard a little bit about Brady Tkachuk already and $57.5 million, but opening night, the Maple Leafs, first night back after COVID, you've just signed one of your biggest stars, maybe your biggest star. The place was electric last night, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? And I think, you know, I looked at final attendance last night on the NHL game sheets, and I think there were just over 15,000 there, and it sounded like 20. It was fantastic, and what a good feeling. And obviously, I think it gives you, if you were there in attendance, and you're a regular fan going to hockey games, and then you were a regular watching games, like you perhaps did last year, where you're watching a game that's in an empty building, last night certainly gives you more of an appreciation of what the players went through and how they had to perform without the fans. We talked about this yesterday. It's an emotion-based game, and the emotion can rise and fall with what players hear in the background. In other words, the ambience of an arena or a building. And obviously, we saw one heck of a hockey game last night. There were 80-plus shots. There were wonderful scoring chances. The goalies on both sides got right into it. And from a home team point of view, the home team won. You couldn't have asked for or scripted things any better last night for the Senators.
Who was that guy in goal for the Senators? I thought goaltending was a problem for the Sens this season.
Yeah, Anton Forsberg, somebody who's bounced around an awful lot. He's been claimed on waivers a couple of times. When we were in Winnipeg, actually, he was picked up off waivers by the Senators for free, for nothing, back in March of last year because they had injury problems. They had four goaltenders who had hurt themselves and weren't able to play. So they picked up this young man, and well, he's not young, he's 28 years old. They picked up Anton Forsberg, and the Winnipeg Jets were disappointed because they had him in their system. And I was told in Winnipeg this year that they were actually going to sign him to a one-year contract and a one-way contract for this season. And the Senators got the better of it, and they did that because of how he played down the stretch. One thing that he had going for him, and I think he was 3-4-1 last year in the 8 games that he played, but one thing that he had going for him was his work ethic. And coaches always notice that. And if your goalie is your hardest working player in practice, he's worth taking a note of, and he has been. And
more than 40 saves last night.
46, that's a career high for him. He's never started a game for a team to begin a season, so there was extra pressure. And I asked him about that, and he said, yeah, there were more jitters and more nerves. But he overcame. Boy, he just dominated at times. He had the better of Mitch Marner, and he had the better, for the most part, of William Nylander, and was clearly the game's first star last night.
Yeah, so you win the game. You win the contract with Brady Tkachuk, but I had a feeling there was something bigger there, a bigger win for the Sens. I think there was this underlying feeling, and it was growing, this sense of hopelessness among fans. Like, we're going to lose another star. We're just not willing to pay the stars to be here. This is never going to happen. There's no commitment to winning. And all of that, I think, kind of got blown out the window. And that's why you saw the team come out like they were on fire against a really sluggish-looking Leafs team. And the fans were bought in right away from the beginning, out cheering the Leaf fans, which is really tough to do in Ottawa at times when the Leafs are down.
Yeah.
So I think that there was a much bigger win there, that there's a credibility victory for the Ottawa Senators with this signing.
Oh, 100% correct, Bill. Daniel Alfredson used to say when Ottawa played Toronto on home ice, he would say in the locker room, let's score the first goal and take the crowd out of it. And he was so true, just because there are so many Leaf fans there. But You're right, the crowd got right into it last night. And obviously it helped by scoring the game's first goal and then the second goal and then leading 3-0 after one, there was an even bigger buzz in the building. And then in the second period, the timing is perfect. Brady comes on the big screen and he gives us the Frank the Tank signal and just does Brady, okay? And gets it. And I'm not sure if you saw the pan to the bench, but the players were just so excited to see him on the big screen doing Brady. Brady being Brady is what this team's motto is with him, because he's different and he's personable and he represents and embodies what this team wants to accomplish and how to go about accomplishing it. Probably the hardest working guy on the ice night in, night out. And the fact that he has committed for 7 years, and I think this is where your theory comes into play, Bill, in that we anticipated with the length of negotiations going longer and longer and now missing a game that it was going to be a bridge deal of 3 years and he'd be out of here, or 4 years and he'd be out of here, and we'd lose another star, as you've said. Well, for him to commit to 7 years, and the Senators were pretty adamant wanting to get a long-term deal, obviously, every club would, but for him to commit, because there are two sides to the negotiations, and he's got the opportunity to do what he wants as well. And for him to commit to the 7 years, and I asked him about it. He came up into our broadcast booth during the second period last night. My goodness, he's so talented. I didn't want him to speak very much because he'd take my job in a heartbeat. But I asked him about the commitment. I said, money aside here, you're 7 years in this city here. And he says, I almost felt like he was born in Ottawa, born and raised in Ottawa, and just wants to be here because it's his hometown. This is how much he's adopted this team, this franchise, and this city, this community. And look at, we're a major market city. We're a capital of a country, for heaven's sakes. Yet, how often do we describe Ottawa as a community?
The thing about Ottawa is its charms are kind of hidden, and it sneaks up on you. You move here thinking, well, I'll come here until I go to the next place.
Yes.
And then you don't want to leave.
No, exactly.
Our building, you know this, our building here at Bell is filled with people who've worked in bigger markets and had bigger dreams for themselves. Then they moved to Ottawa, like, why would I leave this place? This is success, living in a city like this, doing what you love to do and making decent money. Then you get to the point where, I wouldn't leave here for more money.
And well, that's
something about Ottawa that you don't know if you don't live here.
Yeah, and all you have to do is, go to an alumni event, a Senators alumni event, and see the number of players who have put down roots here, who are from the Czech Republic, who are from Sweden. There are a lot of players who aren't Canadian who have said, because they've had a stop in Ottawa, this is where I'm staying and raise a family here. And, with any luck, for Senator fans, Brady will do the same. I mentioned on the air last night, it's as part of my job, and I'm 60 years old here, so I've been around a long time here and raised a family here in this town and have four wonderful kids who are productive people now in the community. It's, for me, one of the charms of my job is watching players come in as teenagers, have their first contract and get their first girlfriend, and the girlfriend turns into a fiance, and the fiance then turns into a wife, and the wife turns into a mother. The evolution of a family.
No more girlfriends for Sens players. That's nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble. Well, you know what? It can keep them grounded and rooted, and and you know, that could be. Well, look at Chris Neal is a great example. Chris Phillips is a great example. Watching these young players grow into men, grow into fathers, and and put down roots in this community. One last thing, Gord, before I let you go. Yep.
The signing of Brady Tkachuk, I think, but you're the hockey guy, so it doesn't matter what I think, but I'll tell you what I think and you can react. I think that it opens up another bunch of possibilities for the Senators as they are in the early stages of rebuilding. Now, all of a sudden, if you want to sign a free agent or you're trying to make a trade and a player has the right to decide whether or not they want to be traded, many players have that, you're a little more likely to get talent because the team has shown a commitment to Brady Tkachuk and that the talent is already here to build on.
Yep.
I think if Brady Tkachuk had held out and didn't want to be in Ottawa and was willing to sit out a season to get out of here, it would have destroyed this team's future. But instead now, looks like a place a lot of talented people want to play.
Don't disagree, and certainly that's the hope because there are talented players on this team, young players on this team that are going to be in the same situation as Brady was in. And now all of a sudden, as a young player who will eventually have lots of options, and one of them will be to sign a short-term or long-term contract with the Senators, and I'm thinking Tim Stützle, Josh Norris, they don't have to be players outside of the franchise. They can be right inside. And obviously, obviously, growing up with Brady now in the fold for the next 7 years, with Thomas Chabot in the fold for the next 8 years, well, he's year two of an eight-year contract, Drake Batherson signing a six-year contract. Now, all of a sudden, they're thinking, well, yeah, maybe the rebuild is over, and maybe we have the possibility of growing with these very talented young players.
Great day for Sens fans. For Leaf fans, not so much. Thank you, Gord.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
Gord Wilson from TSN 1200, part of the broadcast team for the games. It's the Morning Rush. I'm Bill Carroll.